we are now going to move or progress into this former pattern of selection interview. So panel means a selection committee or interview committee that is appointed for interviewing the candidates. Now, of course, panel interviews are quite popular, they are quite common, they are quite successful. They are also shown as a part of the cinema. Like if you watch the Three Idiots movie, so Sharman Joshi, there's a famous scene in the Three Idiots movie where Sharman Joshi encounters a panel. So there is, you know, Jayant Kriplani and the other folks from the top management of an organization who intend to scrutinize, you know, his credentials, the way he has performed in his engineering college. So such panel interviews are quite popular, as I have mentioned. Now, the panel may include 3 or 5 members. So you may not encounter 20 members in a panel. That is not what would happen. But like the Three Idiot movies, there might be 3 members, or very infrequently, it may extend to about 5. Now, what would they do? They ask questions to the candidates about different aspects. So in my career, illustrious career of about, 20 years, I've spent almost 7 years in recruitment in the profession, and I have been a part of several panels. So when I was a part of Wipro, I was a panel member, a jury member, where I used to ask questions about the airline's process, which I was a part of. We had another member who was the HR person, and we had the operations manager who would ask them certain questions related to the culture requirements of the process. When I was a part of KPIT Cummins, another IT organization, I was on the panel where I used to ask about communication nuances. I used to check about their people management skills and so on. And I was joined by people who were subject matter experts, the SMEs, the recruitment professionals, and so on, depending upon what kind of interview was being conducted by us. So this panel basically gives certain marks or scores to each candidate. The final decision will be taken by all members in a form of a consensus, or as stated over here, collectively, by rating the candidates. For example, in an organization, it has created a drive. So let's say a Hyderabad-based organization requires 50 candidates, and they have placed advertisements, and they have a panel of 3 members, and they are entrusted with scrutinizing, evaluating, and in a particular week, let's say 3 working days of the week are spent doing this. So out of, let's say, the 250 or 300 people who come in, they will have the task of rating and inducting those 50 candidates with the help of the panel pattern of the interview. Now, the panel interview, it has a certain edge that has been observed. My own personal observation also sides with this, that it tends to be better than an interview by a one-on-one interviewer, because over here, collective judgment. So here, many a times, the biases that we've seen, the judgment or the perceptual errors, the prejudice-related aspects, to a certain extent, they get eliminated. And of course, people with a collective experience, they are able to exercise a wiser judgment, a collective judgment in the selection process. So many errors in the thinking process itself are reduced. I may not categorically say removed completely, but reduced to a certain extent. Then ideally, what would be a vulnerability in the one-on-one interview form? The panel or the committee members may include someone from the human resources, as I had mentioned, the head of the department where you may work, that's the candidate where they might aspire, and possibly co-workers. So this is what was stated as an example as well. So an alternative, okay, to panel interviews is to conduct further interviews with different interviewers. This is what we had also seen in the image. Okay, so the preemptive image where the listing was done for the patterns, we saw multiple rounds of one-on-ones as well. Okay, so this can also be a distinct category or pattern which is seen. For example, when I was considered for the job of a senior training professional and an organizational development professional in KPIT, I was initially interviewed by a mid-level recruiter, a recruitment professional. Post the interview, I was then after, let's say, a week's time, I was then moved up the next level where the peers of the team whom I was supposed to join and the manager took another level of interview. And the final interview happened with a very senior member from the recruitment team, where we had negotiations on the salary, the CTC, and eventually after a month I landed that specific job. I'm sure many of you might have a similar type of an experience and would be able to relate to what I am stating, correct? So in the discussion after the interview, the interviewers should be able to compare evaluations and challenge each other's biases. So again, like a panel, they would be able to compare notes. In my case, let's say Mr. X, who interviewed me in the first round, made certain notes, compared them with my prospective peers and manager or boss. Along with that, there was a comparison at the last level with the senior HR professional or recruitment professional. So then they might have come to a consensus stating, these are certain points which are a fit to our organization. These are certain points which are a fit to the job role or profile or the JD and so on. And on a further analysis, they might have found, we have, out of the many people interviewed, found a suitable candidate or an incumbent for this role. Now there are broadly, we've covered the patterns. Now we will cover the broad types of interviews. So these types or formats are very important to understand for a person who's aspiring to be in the recruitment profession. So these are, divided into three types. An unstructured, which is a free-flowing interview, doesn't have too much of a structure. A semi or a semi-structured, which has qualities of both the unstructured and structured, and a thoroughly structured type of an interview, which has a rigid format, which needs to be followed by the recruitment professionals. Now, how does each work in detail is the topic of discussion for the upcoming slides. Let's now first initiate a discussion on the unstructured interviews, which we've had a very basic or a cursory discussion of in the last, slide. So unstructured interviews are a method of interviews where questions can be changed or adapted to meet the respondent's intelligence, their understanding, or their belief. For example, let's say you have a broad range of interviewees who have responded for the same job role. Let's say it's a management role which has a range, like let's say it's a sales manager for a specific territory, and the range is like you want a person who has a range from about 8 to 14 years of experience, correct? Now, as you know, there may also be a range in the salary. Like if you meet somebody who's really good, who's driven sales in their previous organization, they might be offered a certain higher premium. And if they are a novice yet, I mean, not a pure novice though, but have a relatively less experience, yet they seem promising, you might also offer them a job depending upon the urgency. Now here, you might ask them different questions or an unstructured way as well. correct? So unlike a structured interview, they do not offer a limited preset range of answers for a respondent to choose. So they may ask, okay, what is the difference between sales and marketing? And then you might, you know, now this is not a quantitative question. The answer may not be four, of course, yes. The answer would be maybe sales is an XYZ process. And when you compare it with marketing, marketing is something else, an ABC, correct? Or when you ask them, okay, what is the difference between a prospect and a customer? Or a client and a customer? Or what's the difference between a conventional sales process vis-a-vis a key account management process? Now, this can generate a wide range of qualitative or open-ended answers, which can then be analyzed, and you might want to, depending upon the relevance of the content and the context, choose a person over the other aspirants. So although some of the organizations do use this unstructured method, this method to gather information is fairly limited in today's day and age. For example, this method is more relevant for surveys that are carried out via phone or even in person, which tend to follow this method in a limited fashion. So as we know, here the questions are not planned in advance, and the interviews with different candidates may cover quite different areas of past history, attitudes, or future plans. They have low inter-rater reliability and lowest validity. Now, I would request you to pause this discussion and think and introspect as to why do they have a lower inter-rater reliability and lowest validity in comparison with the semi-structured and the structured form of selection interviews. So students, I believe that the answer is, of course, that, you know, the solutions that are provided to these questions or these queries is different on a qualitative level. And perspective matters a lot in reliability and validity. And if there's no uniform perspective, like for example, let's say this sort of an interview happens in several rounds. So there's a person in my team, okay, if I represent the recruitment department, there's a person at a junior level who conducts the first level using this unstructured form. The next is given to another person who is from, he's an SME, from the department where this person is to be recruited for. And of course, last round happens with me, who's somebody who's senior or heading the recruitment department. Now, our perspective on the answers may vary phenomenally. And hence, the three inter-raters, so inter meaning different entities, so here inter meaning three, and rater meaning the people who are the interviewers. So do you think our reliability and validity would be uniform? Of course, no. Yeah, since questions are not planned, important job-related areas may still remain undiscovered or unexplored. Of course, illegal questions may be asked on the spur of the moment or through an impulse. Let's suppose, for example, the first person who's interviewing, okay, in the same example, may not possess relevant experience. So they may just ask, okay, since you are somebody who's just married, if it's a lady candidate and it's been a year and a half in your marriage, what do you think, you know, what would happen if you were to go on a maternity leave? And if that does get stretched, so you're assuming that a married lady is going to go for a maternity after a couple of years in the marriage, which may not be true. So I know of several educated professionals who are ladies, and for their career, they have prolonged a pregnancy and they have remained loyal to their jobs for a good amount of time. But such kind of questions, which may prove illegal, may be asked in the spur of the moment. So this is just one example of the many that can be unscrupulously asked by one of the interrogators or several of them. Now we progress to the next, you know, type or broad category of interviews, which is the semi or the semi-structured job interviews. Now, as stated in the diagram which had enlisted these types, it's nothing but a combination or a blend of the structured and the unstructured, and tends to institutionalize or combine the benefits or advantages of the both. It is essentially a hybrid. Hybrid meaning some characteristics taken up from the unstructured and some of the characteristics taken from a thoroughly structured form of interviewing. The interview has a fairly formal organization. Here, the term organization means the way the interview has been designed, the broad format of the interview. It has got nothing to do with the company which is responsible for the hiring process. But it also allows flexibility for the interviewer in the questions used in each particular interview. So probably there's a proper format which tends to improve the interrogator reliability and validity, but there is some sort of a play or a flexibility for the interviewers to use their discretion. So a typical semi-structured interview would include a list of set questions that are asked for all candidates. Set meaning they don't vary from candidate to candidate. Yeah. So if it's probably a more experienced candidate, you would not ask them about something different from what you would ask another candidate having a certainly less amount of experience. This is done mixed in with a number of questions focused directly on the candidate's qualifications and their resume. So two important aspects of the candidate's biodata: their educational qualifications and of course the experience and the co-curriculars that have been cited on their CV or resume. Now this sort of an interview or type of interview involves, as you can preempt, some planning on the part of the interviewer, but also allows flexibility in precisely what the interviewer asks. For example, the interviewer can branch the question based on the experience of the candidate. Let's say if they are recruiting somebody who is from, let's say, the FMCG sector, and it's a quality line of the FMCG sector that the candidate would need to handle. So if they worked on a specific form of machinery, the question would be same for maybe four candidates, but the sub questions or the probing may differ. Now, if the interviewer has some experience, if they have been in their induction process or a short training given on how to ask questions by the SMEs of this particular line, they may want to vary a bit and hence get a better fit, which they can propose for the next round of interviewing. Now, what might be the themes? So while wholly structured interviews emphasize the same flow and questions asked, semi-structured or semi-structured interviews place more emphasis on themed questions. So themed questions may be a broad-based subject rather than a pertinent question, correct? So these themed questions might have a chance for some open-ended discussions to happen rather than the very directional flow which may be conducted in structured interviews. So requirements of the position are used to establish question categories which will be covered with each candidate. So it's more of a free flow within a certain set context, which makes this hybrid work more relevantly for the interviewers. Of course, what was innately discussed was in a form the benefit in the previous slide, but here we will have a more explicit discussion about the same. So the primary benefit of a semi-structured process is the flexibility it allows relative to the more formal structured interview. So in a formal structured interview, by now you might have guessed, we may exclude a themed question and put a more specific or a pertinent question for all the candidates who are being interviewed. This enables the hiring managers or the recruitment professionals to gain more useful insights into the experiences and thoughts of each candidate. So you might want to check for, let's say, originality. If you are interviewing a senior candidate, let's say you're interviewing a deputy general manager or a general manager for an automotive plant, correct? Like, I was interested in doing some behavioral interviewing for some reputed, automotive plants where I was running when I was a part of the assessment and the development center. So we had to interview candidates who were of the AGM or the senior manager rank, and we had to promote them to a DGM or a GM for the various India locations. This was an internal interviewing mechanism, yet we felt it prudent to involve the semi-structured interviewing. So we gained insights on not just flexibility, not just collaborative abilities, but also the organic thinking, the objective thinking of the candidates, which led them to be a part of the next level of the process. So it thus allows for some of the informal interpersonal advantages offered by unstructured interviews. Of course, as with any process, it also has its own set of drawbacks. So proponents of structured interviews, so people who experience more merit in structured interviews, okay, of course, being mostly recruitment or human resource professionals, point out to concerns about using spontaneous, unscripted questions that may contribute to a lack of fairness. So as you know, biases, prejudices, stereotypes, fallacies, these aspects rule the human mind, along with aspects like heuristics, which are shortcuts in thinking. Now, if you were to be attracted to a certain candidate due to the similarity effect or the halo effect, your questions may be of a certain preference or lower in quality, and you might analyze the answers in a certain light, which may lead to a poorer quality of reliability and validity. Yeah. On the other hand, frontline managers who do often prefer unstructured interviews suggest semi-structured. So of course, here it's like, there is no universality. There's no universal solution. So this is seen as a drawback. So some may consider it, as you can see, something which may be lacking in quality. And of course, this is a point which again inherently points out to a benefit or advantage over the structured interviews. So if done well, this is of course my own take, having the requisite experience, if done well, these can lead to a gathering of good amount of insights. And of course, if the interrogators are not properly qualified, you might want to run the next broad category, which is the structured interview format. Now we will move to a single versus a group type of a semi-structured interview. So what we need to do is we need to conduct a prudent analysis whether something would work better when it's a single rater or it's like a group of interviews, like the panel that was understood. So the one-on-one interview is more conducive to building rapport and creating a less tense environment. Of course, I think this is understandable. Some candidates may get intimidated, especially if they possess lesser number of years of experience, or they're just fresh out of college. So such individuals may score less on the group type or pattern where there's a panel which may look intimidating, correct? And thus they may relate better to the one-on-one type of semi-structured interviews. A group interview approach allows for a wider range of perspective on the candidates though. So one type is more conducive or more, it's slightly inclined towards the benefit of the candidate, whereas the other type is more inclined or having advantage towards the organization. Now, having discussed in detail the unstructured, the semi-structured interview, it's time to look at the last category, which is nothing but the structured interview. Now, as the name goes, it is more structured, it is more systematic, and also more standardized or a researcher administered survey. Yeah. So this is, of course, a quantitative research method commonly employed in a survey, research, or an interview. The aim of this approach is to ensure that each interview is presented with exactly the same questions in the same order. So here, the flexibility, the originality of the rater or the interviewer is reduced, and the effort is to make it more valid and reliable of, along the lines of the interrater. So all interrators may be able to provide more accurate or more reliable feedback. This ensures that answers can be reliably aggregated meaning different interrators can aggregate and collate the answers in a reliable manner, and that comparisons can be made with confidence between sample subgroups or between different survey periods. So this is what is essential in this form of interview. So research shows conclusively that the highest reliability and validity are realized in the structured form of interviews. Of course, this is because of years of research done on this topic. In a structured interview, the questions are planned in advance and are asked for each candidate in the same way. Hence the name structured. The only difference between the interviews with different candidates might be in the probes or the follow-up questions. If a given candidate has not answered the question fully, now, this can happen in any format, yeah? So this format is also including this particular functionality. Let's work with a simple example to explain this last point. Let's suppose you are in the process of interviewing, you are a part of a startup and your startup creates Android applications for diverse clients, correct? So it may be currently functioning from the domain of finance. So your organization has programmers who create these applications. Now let's say you're in the process of interviewing a programmer who's proficient in developing such apps using the required technologies. Now you ask them a particular question and they have not answered it sufficiently as per your discretion, as per your thought process. Now what would you do? Although it's a structured interview, would you just stop there? No. You would then ask them or probe them further. You would ask them a follow-up question. Let's say you ask them about a specific technique of programming or a module in that particular technology. And they answer too broadly, which does not, since you have been trained by the SMEs for that application. You then ask them a follow-up, of course, and a follow-up if needed. And then you document that, which is a part of the structured process. Thank you.